So that means that we'll have a new season opener, and that'll be next Saturday. Hello?
Good morning.
It's the boss.
Well, how are you guys doing this morning? Everything fine?
Yeah.
I thought I would...
He can't hear it.
Oh, he can't hear it?
Put on the monobus.
From manager.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Think you're going to get away with it. Not over here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
I almost missed it because you don't know how to work the control board after 58 years in there.
I do. It's just they come in and unpush buttons, but that's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We found someone else we can blame. Thank goodness my job here is done.
Yeah. You think we could do better if I had an engineer, huh?
Okay.
So what are you doing? Why are we calling?
I was thinking about how best to announce the board's trip this year.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe we might, I might try the Mr. Announcer voice, the thing. Friday, the 7th, Bortzorama returns. But I don't, I don't know.
It ends up sounding like a wrestling match.
I know it does.
Yeah,
and that's,
you go
and
too
that's
over the top.
Wrong. So we were trying to figure out exactly how we wanted to do this. This is the last one, right?
Yep, I mean, think so.
Bortz is retiring in January.
Yeah.
And we have the Bortz visit that we have a little reception. He comes to a game every year. And this year he and Coach Goff decided they wanted to come to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that one's going to get moved because there's nothing forming outside of Cuba right now except a line of reporters.
Yep.
And I'm thinking that it might be time for us to have either the Bortz Kiss Off Tour 2012 or Bortzorama, and I just don't know which I like best.
Well, we've already had Bortzorama, haven't we?
Well, I know we had Bortzapalooza.
I think we've had Bortzorama.
How about Bortz? I've had enough.
Or now we're over Bortz.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Ooh, wait a second.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Over Bortz.
Yeah. Over Bortz.
Yeah, we're going over
I don't
Bortz.
Know.
Yeah.
How do you? Well, it's a struggle. The struggle is ongoing. Very good, Cat. Though that brought us to a stop. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to announce how you can get tickets to come to the very private VIP reception with Neil Bortz for the last time through Bryan College Station as a famous radio star.
Yes.
And it'll be the Friday before the Florida game. It'll be the 7th, and it'll be like from 6 until 7:30 or something like that. And with any luck, we'll have a special guest appearance of the Neil Bortz studio chair, which I think is supposed to arrive any day now.
Oh, really? The chair that we bought.
I've been asked, what is the destiny of the chair?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
See, our listeners in the audience don't realize that all you guys stand up, and all the control rooms are stand up, so you don't get a chance to
I'm standing up now. Yeah.
And Scott stand. Oh, never mind.
Oh, wait, you are.
Oh, very humorous.
The old ones never get old,
they
do they?
Yeah.
Anyway, and so I don't know what we're going to do. It doesn't match the stuff in the conference room, and, I don't know that I want to put it in my office. I mean, it's got rollers on it.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what to do. I don't know, but I think it's got, we might put it in the newsroom just so that people can look at it when they come in.
Oh, okay.
You should put it next to the desk that nobody uses.
Which one? Where's that?
There's like a sign on it that says, it's like an old picture that says Odyssey and a bunch of papers, but as far as I know, I've never seen anything move on this desk.
Yeah.
There's like a Cubs cup.
The one in the newsroom?
Yeah, the one on the left, right as you walk in. I think you make it a reward chair. If somebody's done a really good job on something, you let them sit in the chair.
We could put it right next to the corner where we make them put their nose.
Absolutely,
very bad.
Absolutely, they can make fun of the people in the corner.
Yeah, I begin to see a possibility.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Yeah. But anyway, the 7th, wanted to announce to everybody the last tour of the great one, Neil Bortz, coming through Bryan College Station for his annual football game and visitation. And we will be talking about it tomorrow and tell you how you can get your tickets to this fabulous once-in-a-lifetime event.
This annual once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah, I know. Our semi-annual once-in-a-lifetime sales
That's
event.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Mr. Downs.
Like a going out of business sale.
Well, he's referencing, actually, that's kind of inside. We were referencing an email he got yesterday of copy lines that you hear in commercials.
Very nice.
This once-in-a-lifetime annual event.
Yes.
Annual once-in-a-lifetime. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's see. First, it was wedding and baby registers, okay? And not that it's now it's a student's gift registry. The Container Store, Bed Bath & Beyond, and online retailers with names like dormsmart.com and dormco.com, encouraging college students to register so they can clue in their relatives on what they need as they go off to school. I mean, really? So that grandma and grandpa can help out to buy sheets and backpacks and laptops. And
so it's like a, it's almost like a bridal registry.
Yeah, exactly. Not a bridal, not a baby. It's a student registry. Students or parents can go online to select the desired items or go into the store and walk through the aisles with a scanner to physically choose what they want.
And this is where?
Well, it's out there and available right now.
But at what store?
Well, it says here Bed Bath & Beyond and the Container Store. One of those we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are companies online like dormco.com and dormsmart.com.
You know, sounds like a good time to go back to college.
Well,
no,
sure. But you got to be careful. I mean, you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and all of a sudden they're wondering why you're scanning all of those 16-ounce mugs.
Yeah. Well, but also, I mean, do you ever think that a foot massager could cost that much?
Yeah, really.
But I want some 2,700-count sheets, too, because they've
absolutely
got those there, which would be really, really good. All right, police in Prescott, Arizona, looking for a suspect who allegedly tried to pass $100 counterfeit bills, two separate stores. First man tried to use one to buy $9 worth of items at the Goodwill store.
Oh.
Cashier believed.
Aim higher, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Cashier believed the bill was a fake and told him so. Cashier called police, and the man left before they arrived. What, he hid behind a box and left? What? I mean, come on. Half hour later, man allegedly tried to buy chips and dip, but the cashier needed to show the bill to the manager, who again identified it as a fake.
Is this the same store?
No, different store, same guy,
yeah,
apparently.
I haven't bought a lot of chips and dip at Goodwill.
No.
Or for $100.
Yeah. Again, the man left before police arrived. Witnesses say the bills were a little softer than your standard bill.
Mm.
And so that was one of the things that made them think that it was not standard currency.
Yeah, that picture of Red Fox didn't throw them off.
No, actually, what it
oh,
was is a picture of Abraham Lincoln.
Very owned and operated.